From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone on Friday and reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiation table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained.
The president's looking for an integrated process, and we're continuing to move forward on that. We take North Korea extremely seriously, and all options are on the table. That hasn't changed.
Trump and Sanders have repeatedly stated that those options include military action. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that the death of hundreds of Rohingya in Myanmar over the past week constitute a genocide aimed at Muslim communities in the region. Nearly 400 people have died in fighting that has rocked Myanmar's northwest for a week, making it probably the deadliest bout of violence to engulf the country's Rohingya Muslim minority in decades. Erdogan has long strived to take a position of leadership among the world's Muslim communities. The UN says about 38,000 Rohingya have crossed into Bangladesh from Myanmar during the past week. Tens of thousands of Argentines demonstrated in cities across the country Friday, holding photos of a missing activist who was last seen when border police evicted a group of indigenous Mapuche from lands in Patagonia owned by an Italian clothing company, Benetton. The march marked the one-month anniversary of Santiago Maldonado's disappearance. Maldonado's family says border police detained him, but authorities deny any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met with representatives of U.S.-based charity and relief agencies at the White House on Friday. He and the First Lady thanked them for their work and their efforts in Texas.
When a disaster strikes, they work to help others in the time of need, which was over the last week, believe me. They've already provided tens of thousands of displaced Gulf Coast residents with meals, water, shelter, fresh blankets, and clean clothing.
Trump is expected to make a nearly $6 billion funding request to the U.S. Congress to help Texas and Louisiana recover from the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people, and at least 39 people have died. The Kenyan Supreme Court has invalidated last month's presidential election and ordered a new election to be held within 60 days. Jill Craig reports.
Kenyans reacted with celebration, frustration, and shock Friday after the Supreme Court, in a 4-2 decision, ordered a do-over of last month's presidential poll. Chief Justice David Maraga made the announcement.
Under the applicable law, rendering the declared results invalid, null, and void.
Kenya's Electoral Commission had said incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta defeated opposition leader Raila Odinga by a margin of about 1.4 million votes. Kenyatta expressed disappointment in the decision, but vowed to go back again to the people with the same agenda. Odinga reiterated that his coalition has no faith in the Electoral Commission as currently constituted.
They have committed criminal acts. Most of them actually belong to jail.
After the ruling, Kenya's stock market briefly stopped trading after blue-chip shares fell by the 10% limit.
That's VOA's Jill Craig. Russia accused the United States on Friday of a gross violation of international law after the Trump administration gave Moscow 2 days to shutter diplomatic outposts in San Francisco and other American cities. In Moscow, the Russian government claimed that U.S. officials were planning to search both the consulate and apartments used by their diplomats on Saturday, though there were no indications from the U.S. suggesting that was the case. The State Department said it planned to secure and maintain the properties and that Russia would not be allowed to use them. The Somali government has asked the United States to provide immediate military assistance because it says al-Shabaab militants are plotting to supply uranium to Iran. In a letter addressed to the U.S. ambassador, Stephen Schwartz, says the issue presents a problem for the larger global community and will not be constrained within the borders of Somalia. For additional and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.